Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I am very excited to be joined by Paul Nash, Group Product Manager of the Compute Engine for Google Cloud. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Paul, we've never had anyone from Google Cloud on the program before. Can you just tell us a little bit about Google Cloud and what you're delivering in terms of capabilities to enterprise?
At Google, you know, we really see ourselves as having been a cloud company since we started. We've been solving problems at internet scale since the beginning, as I think a lot of people will understand. But it's really only in the last 4 or 5 years that we started sharing that technology with the public in terms of providing it as a service. And so really what we're doing with Google Cloud Platform is entering the space of large public hyperscale cloud providers. And what we want to do there is bring the best of the technology that we've developed to power the internet and provide everybody with things like Gmail and endless streams of cat videos to the world for everybody's computing needs.
Now, I know that you guys have made incredible traction in the infrastructure as a service and cloud provider space. Can you tell me a little bit about how you think Google's offerings are really different in terms of the value that they're offering customers?
So we really brought our track record of scalability and security, privacy, and efficiency. These are some of the things that we've always excelled at Google and considered very important. And we've really brought that to bear on the space of infrastructure as a service and, in the case of Compute Engine, which is my product, virtual machines in particular. So we use open source software. We use KVM as our virtualization engine, for example. But we don't just use it. We've contributed back a number of security fixes and performance improvements to the community. We use it managing some of the same techniques that we use for our what we think of as our planet scale computer that powers Google. And then we power that with our best of breed network. So our wide area network consists of millions of little bits of fiber optic cable, including half a dozen or more undersea cables. And that is the backbone of Google as a company. And when you're using Google Cloud Platform, you get access to that to run your own applications. And we think that that's a really unique piece that we bring to the table.
Now, of course, the foundation of all of this is a tremendous amount of infrastructure to operate at hyperscale. We have a tremendous history of collaboration between the companies. And last year, Diane Greene joined Diane Bryan on stage to talk a little bit about enhancing that collaboration on Google Cloud. Can you tell me a little bit about the areas that we've been collaborating?
Yeah. So, of course, we buy quite a few computers, and it takes a lot of computers to do all of that stuff I mentioned earlier. And we've been working closely with Intel, as I understand it, for over 10 years now, longer than I've been here, but quite a long time. And in fact, we've used at least 6 generations, I think it might be 7 now, of custom processors that Intel has developed for Google. And that kind of partnership continues to evolve with us being able to bring the scale that we do, and with the software validation and engineering approach that we take to making sure that everything we run runs well at the massive scale that we have, that becomes a really valuable asset to Intel in terms of getting products ready for market. So we've collaborated on that, most recently on the new Xeon processors, codenamed Skylake, and we're happy to bring those to cloud first as a part of that partnership.
You guys have been talking a lot about Intel Xeon scalable processors and the integration of these processors into the Google Cloud, delivery of services based on those processors. Can you tell me a little bit about why that was so attractive to you in terms of new capabilities to deliver to your customers?
You know, as Google ourselves, building our own infrastructure, we've always worked closely in that partnership with Intel to get the newest technology into our data centers as quickly as we can, because that represents a cost advantage and a strategic advantage for us to operate our own business. And so with the Xeon scalable processors, we really wanted to take advantage of the opportunity that Intel offered to be able to do that same thing for our customers in our public cloud offerings now. So we really jumped on that and accelerated our own timelines and made that ready for customers to use as well. The reason that this is so important is it's sort of the larger trend of Moore's Law. As the technology continues to evolve, even if Moore's Law is slowing down, each new generation brings new capabilities for the customer, and the sooner that they can get those into their hands, the better they're able to operate their business and accomplish their goals. And we think that that's really one of the interesting benefits of public cloud versus on-prem infrastructure is customers don't have to wait for their next refresh cycle to get access to hardware like that or decide that they want to spend millions of dollars to buy new servers right away. They can come to a provider like Google Cloud Platform and get those resources as soon as they're available. And in fact, in this case, before they were available anywhere else.
Now, I know you had hundreds of customers join you in the beta of this service delivery. Tell me about the types of workloads that you're seeing that perform really well on the Intel Scalable processors.
So one of the things that we've seen is that workloads that take advantage of bigger vCPU sizes, so larger VMs, and that are in particular compute intensive, do really well. Just looking at a benchmark like SpecInt, we've seen up to 20% better performance over the previous generation, which was the Broadwell codename. But really where this shines is in certain workloads like high-performance computing, where we can see improvements up to 82%. So things like genomics, weather forecasting, a lot of financial risk calculation, and scientific visualization or professional rendering, those workloads really take advantage of the new AVX 512 instruction set that's in the new Skylake architecture. And so customers using those have really seen a great improvement.
Now, I know that Google recently launched as well a CPU platform selector tool, which is an interesting move for you guys to provide that type of transparency in terms of the underlying infrastructure that a customer can select. Can you tell me a little bit about why you chose that path?
As we've entered the cloud space, what we've really tried to do is think about what's the best way to offer these products to customers? And that may not always be the way that the other people's API works, but we really wanted to provide a great product for developers and for customers. And so that breaks down to a couple sort of key ideas for us, and chief among those are simplicity and flexibility. So we had previously documented what the main processor family or generation is, so Haswell, Broadwell, Skylake, on a zone-by-zone basis in our infrastructure, but it turns out we actually have a lot more flexibility than that internally. And so as we thought about how to offer the new Xeon Scalable processors, we really wanted to not just make it so that you could get one of the old ones or Skylake. What we wanted to do is provide an extensible mechanism where you could choose really anything that we have available. Now, that said, a lot of customers are running general purpose compute workloads, and those work well on a wide range of those CPU families. And for them, we wanted to make it simple so that they don't really have to worry about which platform they're getting. But other customers have tuned software that needs a certain feature set or is optimized for a particular generation or newer of Intel's processor family. And so we wanted to provide a way that customers could express their actual needs and then allow us to meet those needs in the most flexible way possible.
When you look at the collaboration, obviously this is an amazing moment in time with your launch of the new services. Where do we go from here in terms of areas for collaboration?
There's really an interesting trend going on in the industry. I mean, first of all, cloud computing in general is sort of in its infancy. You know, by some estimates, maybe as much as 5% of all IT spend is in the cloud. And I think most people agree that number is going to get a lot larger. So, you know, I think the first really exciting area for us working together is just that scale over time will bring new problems and new challenges that we'll have to solve through software and hardware technology. So things like containers are very interesting. But then also there's a move towards more advanced accelerated computing that Intel, I think, with things like AVX 512 and Google with technologies like TensorFlow are moving towards. And so working together on these kinds of compute tasks that are so large that they could never have been done in any single customer's data center, but can be done with the massive resources that are available in cloud, those are really interesting.
So, Paul, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure. And thank you for the great collaboration in delivering these services. It's awesome to see this kind of benefit extended to our joint customers. For those who want to learn more about what you're delivering with Google Cloud and the Compute Engine, can you provide a place to go for more information?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on Chip Chat today. It's been really great to talk to you and talk about our new collaborations together. And if customers would like to hear more, they can go to cloud.google.com www.cisco.com/intel.
Thank you so much, Paul. Let's have you back sometime soon.
Would love to. Thanks a lot.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.